This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I hope that you are having a beautiful day, an amazing week, and thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I am really excited for today's episode because we're talking about something really important and something that I think a lot of people struggle with and that needs to be talked about more. And that is this concept and experience, and that is the experience of grieving your teenage body. Essentially, finding yourself in this place where you are looking at your body from when you were a teenager or from a few years ago and comparing it to your current body and feeling this sorrow, this deep sadness that you don't look that way anymore. So today we're going to explore that experience and we're going to talk about it and we're going to just discuss why it happens in the first place and how to deal with it and also how to move past it and grow from this experience, right? Because after all, this is the Inner Growth Podcast. And so what it comes down to is really reflecting on how this experience can translate into a change in your mindset or a change in how you relate to yourself or to things in your life so that you can find more peace, so that you can find more connection with you and your true self. So let's jump into it. I'll see you guys on the other side and let's get growing, baby. All right, so today's episode was inspired by a post that I saw on Instagram today. And I just knew that I had to hop on this microphone and talk about it because it's so important. And as someone who is all about healing your relationship with your body, finding more self-love, finding more peace with your shape and size and the way that you look and learning to love and appreciate yourself for who you are, not what you look like. This is something I just had to bring onto the podcast because it's so relevant. And this post that I saw on Instagram was written by a lovely woman called Chloe Grace Laws. And this is how she opened up her post. It says, "Have you ever looked at an old photo of yourself and pined after how you used to look? Asked yourself, why don't I look like that anymore? Was that an old photo of your teenage body? And are you currently an adult? Me too." So first of all, what a beautiful and relatable opening sentence. I can for sure say there are tons of people who have felt this way before, who have looked at an old photo of themselves and pined after how they used to look and wondered why they don't look that way anymore and judged their current body based on that experience, because of that experience. And it's a very sad thing that this happens, right? That we find ourselves comparing our adult body to our teenage body and then feeling insufficient or not good enough because of the fact that our bodies have simply changed. This post that Chloe Grace Laws made was tied to a story that Selena Gomez had shared. And it was like a two-part story. The first picture was a picture of her in a bikini when she was 20 years old. And it said on screen, "Today I realized I will never look like this again." And then the second post was a picture of her in a bikini as she looks like now as a 31-year-old. And on screen it says, "I'm not perfect, but I'm proud to be who I am. Sometimes I forget it's okay to be me." Selena's post just, I think, hit close to home for so many women because there are so many of us who find ourselves in this exact situation. And I've definitely been there lots of times, where I found myself looking at old pictures of myself, pictures from when I was like 18, 20 years old, and kind of feeling sad that I don't look that way anymore. It doesn't happen that much nowadays. I can't really remember the last time I found myself doing that, but it has definitely happened to me as I have been on this journey of healing my relationship with my body. Like throughout that healing journey, it has definitely happened. And it especially started to happen after I went off of birth control in 2021. In March of 2021, I went off of birth control. And I remember throughout that entire year, as I started to understand cycle syncing and I got my period back. That entire year, I remember my body started to change and I got curvier. My boobs grew a little bit. My thighs and my butt grew a little bit. Just my body started to get more womanly. It started to change. And I started to get really frustrated with how I was changing because it was uncomfortable, because my clothes weren't fitting the same anymore, because I looked different in a little workout set. And I remember the discomfort that I felt in that experience. And I remember I felt so alone in that experience because I just didn't really think about the fact that other women struggled with that feeling too. And there's this term that has been circling around on the internet, on TikTok, which is the term of a second puberty that we go through. And when we first go through puberty, like our actual puberty, right? That's when we're teenagers. According to the internet, puberty can hit between 8 and like 14 years old. It really depends on person to person, but it's basically the moment that you get your period, right? And the moment that you get your period, your entire body starts to change. I remember this so vividly because it was around the time that I moved from Brazil to Chicago, and my body started to change a lot as I got my period going into my freshman year of high school. So that was in like 2013. I think I was 14 at the time. I kind of got my period a little bit later compared to some girls. But at the time that that happens, right, changes start to happen. Changes start to occur in your body. You start to have your boobs grow. Your body hair starts to grow. You start to have a change in your hips, a change in your height. You start to grow faster. Obviously, you get your period, and that causes a trickle down of hormonal changes for people. You start to have vaginal discharge. Like, all these things start to happen in your body, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, right? As some time passes and you get into your teenage years, you're a little bit more settled in your post-puberty, right? So that's when you're like, let's say, 18, 19, 20. But then when you get into your 20s and even your 30s, your body continues to change. Hormones continue to change. And essentially, this idea of a second puberty, it technically isn't like a medical term. And it's not the exact same thing as like an actual puberty happening. But the signs of a second puberty are changes in like your weight, maybe hormonal fluctuations, or experiencing adult acne. So according to this website called greatest.com, some of the things that can happen are changes with your physical body, like your boobs, your skin might change, your hair might change, metabolism fluctuations. So all of those things can happen. And as I mentioned, when I went off of birth control, which was in 2021, from there until now, my body has changed a lot. I've definitely become curvier. My boobs have grown a bit. My butt has grown a bit. My thighs. And just like, I've just gotten curvier. And over the last few years, I have done a lot of internal work to accept my body and own the way my body looks and embrace the way I look and find confidence in how I look now, in how I look as an adult. And in that process, as I mentioned, there were many times when I found myself looking back at these old pictures and being like, what happened? Was it going off of birth control? Is it my hormones? Is something wrong with me? But nothing was wrong the whole time. Everything was fine. And I, for so long, thought that there was something wrong, but there wasn't. And the reason that we are made to feel like there is something wrong is because society puts this adolescent body on a pedestal. It's almost as if teenage bodies are put on this pedestal as the ideal. And inevitably, as we get older, we don't look like teenagers. And so we never feel like we're enough. And that really affects our self-esteem, right? And it's the things that we see in the fashion world, the things we see even in the wellness industry, this constant pursuit of being healthier and slimming down, and diet culture as a whole, like all these different capitalistic machines in our society push us to look for and strive for and seek this body type that isn't natural. Like, it isn't what our bodies naturally are made to look like as we get older. And this whole process of finding healing and finding peace with the changes in our bodies comes down to accepting yourself and tuning into what Selena shared in her story post, which is I am not perfect, but I am proud to be who I am. I need to remember that it's okay to be me, right? It's reminding yourself it's okay to be exactly who you are, even if you don't look like the teenage version of you, even if your body has changed, even if you've gained weight, even if your hair has changed, even if your skin has changed, even if you have some wrinkles. Like, it's totally okay. Like, it's natural. It's human. Every single person goes through this. And it's just important to remind yourself that you are never going to get your teenage body back. Like, that is just not going to happen. And so it's totally okay. And it's very important for you to be able to look at your current body and find happiness with it and find peace with how you look and realize that you are enough and you are worthy exactly as you are. And you don't have to fight it. You don't have to hate on yourself. You don't have to compare to that old version of you. It's healing to let that version of you go and to let go of that pressure that you're supposed to look that way. It's so healing. It's so, so, so amazing. If your jeans in your closet that you used to wear when you were 18 years old don't fit you anymore, throw them out, sell them, take them to the nearest Goodwill. Like, you don't have to shrink your body to fit into a pair of jeans that used to fit you 5, 10, even 2 years ago, even a year ago. You don't have to do that. That is just not something you need to do. Just buy new jeans. Your clothes are supposed to fit you, not the other way around. I remember vividly a moment when I had gone to Abercrombie with my family and they were kind of like out of stock. Like, they didn't have too many jeans in the store for some reason. I think they were about to close that store for some reason. I don't know. But I remember I was like looking for a new pair of jeans and I couldn't find a pair in the size that I used to wear. I ended up trying a pair that was one size bigger. And I remember going into the fitting room and it actually fit really well. And I had this huge internal battle that I faced. This was like very early on in 2022. There was this huge internal battle that got activated where I was like, oh my gosh, I went up in sizes in this pair of jeans. Oh my God, that means I gained weight. Oh, that's so bad. And I remember talking to my best friend, Gabby, about this frustration that I felt. And she simply just told me, it doesn't matter. Like, no one knows what size jeans you wear. What matters is that the jeans fit well, that they're comfortable, and that in being comfortable in those jeans, you can then be confident. Your clothes are supposed to fit you. You're not supposed to try to change your body to fit into old clothes that used to fit a different body that you had. And accepting your body also permeates in these actions, right? In choosing to buy new clothes and to get rid of clothes that don't fit you anymore. And in choosing to still nourish your body instead of thinking you have to restrict yourself to lose weight and to look like how you used to. And in choosing to move your body because it feels good, not because you need to look a certain way or shrink or shrink yourself or look like someone you see on the internet. It's in these actions that you start to take that you find the healing. But it's also in the self-acceptance that you activate in validating yourself and letting those thoughts and that pursuit of that old version of you go. That's where you activate the most freedom. And just remember that if you've struggled with this, you're definitely not alone. There's so many women who struggle with it too. But my hope is that more and more women are able to find healing by realizing this, by realizing that it's messed up for us to put a teenage body on a pedestal and think we're supposed to look that way. Because naturally, that's not the direction our hormones and our body is taking us in. Like, changes will happen and we can either fight them or lean into them and accept them and find peace as a result. So yeah, that is it for today's conversation. If you enjoyed the episode, please let me know. You can drop a comment on the YouTube channel. If you're listening and not watching, you can just pull up the YouTube app on your phone, type Inner Growth Podcast and drop a comment in the video. And while you're at it, you can hit the subscribe button if you want to support the channel. I try to answer all comments, so I'm excited to hear your thoughts. And if you think someone you know might benefit from this episode, definitely share it with them. I think as women, it's really important for us to open up this conversation with our friends, with our family members, with our moms, with our sisters, because the more that we're able to open up these conversations, the less alone that we feel, and the more supported we're able to feel in our healing as well. And we're also able to have really interesting conversations with each other. I really wish my friend Gabby was here today so that I could have her on the podcast and we could be talking about this topic in real life, because I feel like we would just be having such an interesting conversation about it. But I'm sure we will talk about it when I see her next in person. So yeah, I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in today. If you're enjoying the show, consider subscribing on YouTube and also hitting the plus button on Apple or the bell icon on Spotify so you can be subscribed and be in the loop of future episodes. I am feeling so happy to be back into a flow with the podcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes, and definitely let me know if there's any topics you want me to cover. I always am open to suggestions, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Remember that it's okay to be you, and you are enough as you are, and I'll see you guys next week. Mwah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.